What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And for this week's dilemma here on Life Matters, Amanda considers herself to be environmentally aware. She writes to us, "I keep my purchase of plastics to an absolute minimum. And I recycle, I reuse or repurpose whenever I can." She says, "I haven't accepted a plastic carrier bag since 2001. I don't use air conditioning, I limit fuel consumption, and I compost what food waste I do have." And she says, "I'm still wearing clothes that were purchased in the 20th century. On the other hand, my boss buys whatever he wants, whether he needs it or not, and discards anything and everything he no longer has use for. He has been very successful," she writes, "and is extremely wealthy. Last week, Amanda says, I tried to get him to take a reusable bag with him when he went to buy his lunch instead of purchasing another plastic bag that he would use to carry his two or three items the 100 metres back to the office before, of course, immediately discarding it in the bin. However, Amanda's boss flatly refused, saying he doesn't care about the environment and he'll live his life as he chooses to live it and wouldn't be dictated to by me or anyone else," she writes. "I was flabbergasted," she puts in her letter, "disgusted and appalled. I don't know if I can continue to work for such a selfish, narcissistic, environmental vandal who has total disregard for anyone except himself. However, my job is extremely well paid, and at 57 years old, I doubt I will be able to easily get another. Oh, and another thing," Amanda writes, "my boss is my brother-in-law. What should I do? Follow my conscience and quit? Or suck it up and carry on?" Well, what would you do? To nut this one out, we have our armchair critics and philosophers, ex-Red Wiggle, Murray Cook and Lizzie Mack from the band Soul Movers. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Good to have you both back with us. Lizzie, I'm going to start with you. How are you with recycling and environmental awareness?
Oh, look, it's a full-time job, Michael. When I put my best efforts in, I can reduce my recycling bin by 80%. But it, you know, being able to get source and, you know, find all those things without the plastics, without the wrapping, you know, you have to be constantly on the job. And, you know, given that we live our lives on the road, it's frustrating because as good as we are at home, you know, road food, it comes in containers, we bring our own keep cups, but, you know, you have to be vigilant. It's full time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
If you can control your environment, like it seems this person can, then it must be very satisfying. But it's very, you know, it's soul destroying when you have to buy something in a plastic container. You have to forgive yourself.
That's the next band name, the Soul Destroyers.
Yes.
But in fact, you guys have written songs, have you not, about this kind of dilemma?
We've got a new one coming up called Fixing Broken Things, and we're actually probably going to do a little collaboration with Anthony from the Wiggles because he plays a banjo. So there's the sound of leather and strings and fixing stuff going on.
Oh, cool.
You know, Mary's getting back to his inner wiggle with some of the new stuff we're doing. So we just thought, oh, everyone wants to see them back together. So, yeah.
Murray, what complicates this dilemma is that it's not just about environmental awareness, but, you know, brother-in-law.
Yeah,
there's family connections. So what would you be proposing Amanda should do in this case?
It's a really tough one because there are so many dimensions to it. Yeah, as you say, there's familial, there's, you know, work, there's...
And she gets a very nice salary out of this.
Yeah, and also her age, I think, too.
Yes,
you know, for
57.
Anyone at that age, but particularly women, I think it's really hard and you have to really... make these decisions, you know, very wisely, and about whether you leave a job. I wonder if, you know, if she's leaving, if that just sort of takes her away from the situation rather than actually solves any problems there. It obviously it's very distressing for her because she's so keen on being environmentally friendly and as we all should be. But
of course,
she's like really amazing, which is fantastic.
I know she is. And she obviously cares deeply and wants to enact that through her own choices. Mm. So you can imagine for someone like Amanda putting all this effort in to tread lightly on the earth, only to see someone counteract that immediately every day you walk in the door of the office, must be terrible.
Yeah, and it must be even harder knowing he's her brother-in-law. But I wonder if maybe she's talked to her sister about it. You know, I'm assuming that he's the husband of her sister, and whether that's a way through the back door or...
It's hard, isn't it? And in fact, Lizzie, on this point, I think you've come out of a retreat,
yeah.
Where perhaps other people's behaviour was less than suitable for you.
Look, I was just listening to your response, Anne-Marie. It's like, yes, she's confronted by her boss and his behaviour, but you walk outside, there's people smoking, damaging their lungs, there's people dropping litter, there's car pollution everywhere. You could go slowly or quickly insane with the attitude that you can control someone, that there's an outcome there that you can somehow change. And, yeah, no, the meditation retreat where I sat for 80 hours in 10 days, it was all about not having attachment to an outcome and trying not to be triggered by people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So no expectations, no deep, connection to what's going to happen. I just thought, oh, this is just like double-edged fire with fire scenario, because the more that you attach to the outcome of him changing, you know, the more your craving is triggered.
Yes.
And it's just an inferno that you're going to end up in. And
well, did you find some things triggering on the retreat?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, you walk in, you're there for 10 days. Everyone's getting sick around you within 2 or 3 days. I'm out on tour within 2 days and into the studio as soon as I get out. I can't get sick. My paranoia about getting sick and, you know, not being able to do the retreat gets triggered. I attach to that outcome. You know, I just went, right, by day 6, doesn't matter, bring it on. I'm here, I'm staying here, nothing's going to make me go.
And how are you? Are you well?
Yeah, I did not get sick. I came out feeling fantastic. And I just thought, actually, you know, was there some kind of philosophy I could share with her on that one would be, you know, try and imagine a positive outcome. You know, it was great you offered him a bag, but, you know, did he have a good lunch? You know, do women ever succeed getting a positive outcome through nagging or pressure? My mum hasn't. Mm. She would love to talk to me about global politics day in, day out for the next 10 years. I'm sorry. When I talk to her, I want to talk about something enjoyable.
Tell your mum to give me a call.
Yes. Oh, look,
I'll help
she'll
her
bail
out.
You out for a long time, Michael. That's an investment. But I just kind of thought, you know, you got to meet people halfway, and if they feel any pressure from you to change, they're going to run or push back, and it's just the way the modern world is.
That's our modern dilemma. Michael McKenzie with you here on RN, and we've got Murray Cook and Lizzie Mack sorting out, at least we hope we can, this week's dilemma. If your boss's values clash with yours, and add to that he's married to your sister, how do you respond? If you were in Amanda's shoes, do you leave the job or do you suck it up? You can leave a post on our Facebook page. So with that complication you mentioned, Murray, of the brother-in-law adding to the flavour of pressure, you suggested the sister. Do you think there's a way in through the back door on this?
Well, I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's you know, looking after the environment or doing the right thing in that way is about family and you know, leaving a pristine earth for your children. And so maybe there's some way there. But I also think, just as part of the whole thing, she probably needs to be a little bit more devious, as Lizzie said, maybe not take the nagging route, and maybe just, you know, occasionally just dropping little hints or leaving things on his desk or just like whittling away. It sounds like
that could come off as passive aggression, though.
It could do, but I'm kind of thinking that perhaps he's putting up a barrier and pushing back because of what she's doing, and that he might be going further the other way instead of bending to her way.
And quick wrap from you, Liz.
Could she put a passion somewhere else? You know, like there is a community garden down the road, no doubt, where there are 50 like-minded people all wanting to do that sort of thing. You know, I wish my mum would get involved in some chat rooms online with global politics venting, you know, because it takes the pressure off us, her nearest and dearest, you know.
Nice.
And means that we could have a happy time with her on some level. But I think that frustration comes from wanting an outcome from one person, when if she looked a little bit further, she could get that positive outcome from many.
So stay in the job.
Stay in the job. I'm over 50, sister. I hear you.
Yeah, get a little zen on this.
Just get your community.
Very quick tip from me on this, Amanda, and I'm not saying it's going to work, but if he's extremely wealthy, we need proper recycling in this country. He could make a mozza by introducing some recycling. So maybe suggest that to him as well. Hope that's helped, Amanda. I hope that has really helped you along on this. Murray Cook, Lizzie Mack, thanks very much for coming in. And you can catch the Soul Movers tonight at the Dogs Bar in St Kilda in Melbourne, and Saturday night at the Toff in town in that very same city. And if you've got a dilemma you need sifting through, you can just email us. It's very easy. Follow the prompts on the Life Matters website.